Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, the Pirkei Avos Learning with Reb T, the year where we talk a mission of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We're looking at Chapter 5, Mishnah 2, Hey Bet, with the wonderful commentary of Rabbeinu Yonah. Asara Doros me Adam ad Noach. There were 10 generations from Adam to Noach, Lahodia kama erech apayim lefanav, to teach us how slow God is to anger. Shekola doros hoyim achisim van ad shehi v'aleim esmei amabel. For all those generations continued to anger God until he brought the floodwaters upon them. Asara doros minoch v'ad Avram, Lahodia kama erech apayim lefanav. There were 10 generations from Noach to Avram to teach you how slow to anger he is. Shekola doros hoyim achisim v'ayin ad sheba Avram aviv v'kibal alav sechar kulam. They were all not great. They were not good generations until Avram came and received the reward of all of them. They were angering him and making him upset. What do we do in our own days that anger Hashem, God forbid? What do we do with our own time, our own minutes, our own hours, and the generations upon generation upon generation? They say a person can be culpable to first father's sins if he continues going in the treacherous way, in the sinful way of his parents. That's why it says, you know, erech apayim, you know, no se chesed al rishonim, al shneim, whatever the verbiage is, the wordage is, but it goes for a couple generations if you continue in a bad way. But if you go in a good way, then chesed and tzedakah can be rewarded for 500 times that, for 2,000 generations. We're talking generations. Use your generations wisely. Use your time wisely. Use your abilities wisely in all of your days. Let's see what Rabbeinu Yonah says. 10 generations, Adam to Noach. Mishnah teaches an important lesson. These were 10 long generations between Adam and Noach. They all angered God with their wicked deeds. God stayed his anger for all those generations until he finally punished them with the flood. When the time came, God's retribution came. He did not withhold his anger forever. You may ask, what of our current exile? It too has lasted for many, many generations. Where is God's punishment for those who oppress us? And yet you should not say, it has been so very long, so many days, so many years that God has withheld his anger from the wicked kingdom and we still languish in exile. Perhaps he will withhold his anger from them forever since he is slow to anger. You must know for a fact that the time will come when he will punish them for their actions and repay them for all their evil deeds. He will redeem us. He will save us. Even though his anger is slow in coming, at the end of days he will recall all their sins from the very beginning. May his mercy come to us soon, for we are suffering greatly. 10 generations of Noach to Avram. Our sages tell us that when Noach died, Avram was 58 years old. Despite this account of the intervening generation shows that there are 10 generations between them. Even though Noach lived an extremely long life, was still alive during Avram's time, it is nevertheless considered that he and Avraham were 10 generations apart. And it teaches you that he's slow to anger. Unlike the Mishnah's description of Noach's generation, it does not say here that God punished these 10 wicked generations. Avraham made up for all their shortcomings and did enough good to counteract their evil, saving them from punishment. Noach, on the other hand, was unable to save his generation because he was not righteous enough to compensate for all their failings. What can you do to be a mini Avraham, to be a little Avraham, to go about in your days to save the entire world? You could have an ability to save the world with whatever passion, capability, and ability you have. Be like Avraham. Be like an Avraham. Do what you can to save the generation. We're in a morally decrepit, morally corrupt generation in society. So much craziness, so much immorality, so much lack of basic values. What can we do to stand up and be like a little Avraham in our own time? Rabbeinu Yonah continues, receive the reward of them all. Every individual has a share allotted to him in Gan Eden and a share in Gehenna. Those who are worthy will be given their share in Gan Eden. Those who are unworthy will partake of their portion in Gehenna. However, we have all been commanded to do good. If one man does not fulfill God's commandments while another one does enough for them both, it is only right that the latter should receive both their shares in Gan Eden. This is why Avram received the reward of them all. His contemporaries failed to do their part while he did enough for all of them. That's how the sages explain the verse, it is a time to act for God. They have desecrated your Torah. If you see a generation in which Torah is getting weaker, busy yourself with the Torah. We see this in the simple meaning of the verse, it is time to act for God. It means it is a time to act for the sake of God. We find a similar usage in the verse, say about me that I am your brother, which means for my sake, say that I am your brother. It is a time to act for God. They have desecrated your Torah. In a generation of wholesale abandonment of Torah study is more crucial than ever. To act for the sake of God, to act like an Avraham, in order to ensure that Torah should not be forgotten from Israel. God forbid. We may compare this to a king whose servants all rebelled against him, with one lone exception. During those difficult days of mass betrayal, the one remaining servant must demonstrate extraordinary levels of loyalty and love. In return for the rest of the king's life, his love for this faithful servant will be enormous. He will lavish him with richer reward than any other servant receives. We need to do what we can to be like a little Avraham. We need to do what we can to be that servant, to be that person that could receive the reward of all of them. Don't do it for the sake of reward, obviously, but do what we can to be that person trailblazing and making the world a better place in whatever way we can every single day. Join us next time as we continue with Chapter 5 here on the PAL with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.